Chairs in the women's clinic are empty now. The doctor's gone, the medicine locked away. The BBC spoke with Afghan women 5 years into Taliban rule, and what they describe is not a country changing, but a country erasing itself. Public floggings, jobs shuttered, health care that kills by deliberate absence. Seneca has the first word on what a system does when it decides half its PBR errors to be corrected. Then Marcus Aurelius.
Rusilius, you ask what I make of the reports from the East. Women flobbed in marketplaces, barred from healing the sick, erased from the ledger of public life. I read them and think of Corsica. 8 years on that rock, watching the powerful decide which lives count and which do not. The mechanism has not changed. Only the name. A ruler who fears half his subjects is a ruler who has already lost. He builds walls where doors should stand. He mistakes silence for consent. In Rome, I saw Nero turn the circus into a courtroom. Gladiators butchered at midday to slake a crowd's boredom. Senators condemned on whispers. The spectacle differs. The cruelty is the same architecture. What the Taliban have built is not order. It is a prison they call a palace. They have mistaken the capacity to inflict suffering for the capacity to govern. I knew men like this. They wake at 3 in the morning hearing footsteps that are not there. The women who speak to the BBC, they are the ones keeping the ledger. They remember. They count. They count. Write to me when the next letter finds you. I will be here watching the same shadows lengthen.
5 years. A governor on the Danube once told me his harshness was necessary order. The villages emptied anyway. The grain rotted in the storehouses because the hands that harvested it had been flogged into silence or fled. You watched this, Marcus, at Carnuntum. The edicts that protect the faith always find the same bodies to break. The reports say healthcare denied. The reports say healthcare denied. The reports say jobs stripped, public floggings. This is not governance. It is the deliberate unmaking of half a population. The Epictetus passage comes to mind. Show me the difference between a man's house and a stork's nest, as far as each is a dwelling. The Taliban have answered. They have made the women's bodies into nests they may burn at will, and the world watches. Under active review, deeply concerned, the same phrases the Senate sent to the frontier while the Quadi crossed the ice. Words are not legs. They do not walk to the clinic that turned a mother away. They do not carry the girl dragged from her classroom. You will find, Marcus, that silence is the accomplice. Every day you do not name it, you feed it. The duty is not to fix what lies beyond the frontier. The duty is to refuse the lie that this is order. Speak the shape plainly. Then act where your hand reaches.
The BBC carried this piece. 5 years in, and the pattern is familiar from every occupation that promised order. The apparatus designed to control expands until it controls everything, and the first people crushed are always the ones with the least power to push back. That's old news for today.